Lou, boy, isn't that vintage 50s, as you said just a while ago, Lanny. That sounds like the late 50s, doesn't it, huh? Bob Bowman and the Chances, 1959, Betty Lou.
Something like you hear on the background of American Graffiti or whatever.
It is.
I'm glad to hear there's musicians older than you and I, Lanny.
Yes, indeed.
It's 21 to 10 at WHAS, our Saturday night revival. Somebody asked for Mouse and the Traps, 1968. What's the song called, Leonard?
L-O-V-E, Love.
Without cause, no, that was Toss My Sleep was the first one.
All right.
Poor boy. This is, I wrote this.
That's
all
right. Special.
That's why it's special. I knew there was a reason for that.
Well, it's one of my favorites too, Lenny.
Anyway, we were trying to find a style or whatever of our own. We were kind of floundering. And we had Johnny St. Clair that does such a great job in falsetto. And
he was a featured vocalist on this, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I was trying to come up with a Four Seasons type sound so that we could take advantage of what talent that we had in the group at the time, and this is what I came up with.
Sultans from WHAS. Lanny, you sure were. You were going after the Four Seasons sound with that, weren't you?
Trying.
Wow.
And,
you were lead on that?
No. Johnny St. Clair sang lead on that.
Lenny sang the doo-wop doo-wop.
Yeah, I was more comfortable with the doo-wops.
Lenny, tell me about the Sultans today. What are you doing, and what's happening for Lenny Watley and the Sultans?
Well, pretty much the same thing as we did back then, Joe. We do one-nighters, playing for one group or another, athletic associations, church dances. Tonight, our band's out at Holiday Inn Convention Center in Fern Valley Road, and we're playing for the Ironworkers Union. We've played for them for several years. There are groups that have hired us once a year for the last 10 years, I guess.
If there's one experience in the background of the Sultans that really stands out in your mind, anything amusing, strange, what would it be? Anything in particular?
Boy, I can tell you a few.
Well, one that I thought was kind of funny, I was, when we recorded It'll Be Easy, we were in Nashville, and I was a nervous wreck when we went down there, and in fact, all the guys were. But Kaz was very cool and collected, and so we went through the procedure of getting the mics balanced and what have you, and we ran down several times to get, so now it's time to take a take.
Uh-huh.
And we go through it, and Kaz come in, and nothing would come out of his throat. Nothing. It really was good. I got a big kick out of it. That sticks out in my mind.
Hmm. Very good. Lenny Watley and the Sultans. We have more coming up from the Sultans. And so many people have asked about a song called Come On Back to Beer. It's on the way.
A long time ago, down by the ocean, Captain Kingfish took a stroll.
Ford's Fuel Economy Celebration is putting money where the mileage is. And that's at your Ford dealer right now.
12 till 10 now at WHAS, the Saturday Night Revival, and Joe Donovan highlighting the Louisville hits, the Oxfords.
Yeah, I don't want no marijuana. I don't want no LSD. All I want is a little brew for you and a lot of beer for me. Yeah, pass around the six-pack. Everybody listen here.
Kentucky, all the hippies say, come on back to beer, huh? And the right. Oxfords. Mike Gibson, what do you remember about the Oxfords?
Well, I remember that was a little That was 1970, but I was still riding around the car drinking beer occasionally.
You?
Not you, no.
That was an excellent song, wasn't it, Leonard?
That was a great record.
I've had a lot of calls for that one. I remember that.
Good group.
I don't remember the song, of course, but I've had so many calls for it in the last 3 years. 9 minutes before 10, a WHAS 84 Saturday Night Revival. It's 18 degrees. Cloudy, cold. It's going to get down to 8 above tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 26 degrees, 18 now. We're going to get back to Mike Gibson and the Monarchs. We purposely left out Look Homeward, Angel tonight because there were so many other things, and it's one of those that does get played fairly regularly, I think, by most stations now. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're going to flip it over. What are we going to listen to, Mike?
This Old Heart. Actually, that wasn't the flip side. This was the second record after Over the Mountain that we released, and it was an old James Brown tune. We ran into James Brown about a year after it was released, and his quote was, "You guys sure messed up a good record." But this, on the local charts, I believe Wacky and KLO bumped around one or two, and it was our first national exposure. And Leonard?
I was going to say that there's a lot of people that would disagree with James Brown about that.
By the way, you mentioned the other call letters. I don't want to get into that too much, but a lady called. She said, ask your guests if they remember what happened to Paul Kelly. I've heard this name so many times. Used to be on, WKLO, I guess, was a long time ago, mm-hmm. and owned a record shop.
If I may say so, he was a disc jockey in your cut, one of the most popular in the area, and that's not intended to blow smoke at you, but what he did was get into the background music of, or the background history of records, and he was very popular. In fact, I was a teenage disc jockey when I was a sophomore in high school on his show. That's how I got into this
over
mess.
Over to what, KLO?
Then? Right, right. Huh. In fact, it was on top of Ranch House, if I remember. Yeah.
What about Paul Kelly? What about him
today? I don't know
today?
What happened to him. I heard he went to California.
We don't know. It was about 1965 when he left, and after that, we've all lost track of him.
Hmm. Somebody remembered.
You betcha. Who's doing lead on This Old Heart?
The high voice is mine. That was many, many years ago.
I want to know if Gibson can...
Oh, yeah.
All right, Gibson, let's hear you do it again.
I couldn't even begin to hit anywhere near that anymore. Note.
This Old Heart to Monarchs, well, a lot of years ago, huh?
Sure was.
9:55 at WHAS. This is the Saturday Night Revival. Welcome to our show from Louisville, Kentucky, and Radio 84. Another lady called a minute ago, said, would you ask your guest what happened to Paul Penny? She said, I have the, Sultans, Lenny of Sultans album, right. 14 by request.
Paul is, as far as I know, Paul was still singing and performing here locally. The last job that I know that he worked at was at the Holiday Inn out in Elizabethtown.
Exactly.
He also played down at in Bargetown. But his brother plays with a group called Scotch and Soda, Jimmy Stodgel, here locally.
That's right. It wasn't his real name. Yeah.
Yeah. The two of them play together from time to time, and they can stand each other for about 6 months, and then they go their separate ways again. I don't know.
He was quite a performer. He really was.
But he really was a talent. I just admired him.
You've got some of his music a little later on the show, do you not?
Yes, we do have some Paul Penny.
We've got, I believe, Honey coming up in the next hour, which was his first big record.
Super.
Anything else that we should comment? There was another personality, seems to me, on radio that... somebody asked about, and I can't, the name slips my mind right now.
As far as a local disc jockey, you mean?
Yeah, local disc jockeys and whatever happened to and this and that. And if we had a little more on the phone line here, I suppose some of these people may be even listening long distance, and we'll find out. But
well, I know we've got a very popular local disc jockey coming up later in the show, and that's Tom Dooley, but that's later on.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that name so many times. Of course, here again, being a newcomer, I'm just acting out the role of people that may be listening that weren't here back in the 60s. But that's what this show is all about tonight, our Saturday Night Revival from WHAS in Louisville. I'm Joe Donovan, along with Mike Gibson, Lenny Wadley, and Leonard Yates, and Lynn Klein of the Epics was here earlier. We thank him for being here, having some fun with the Louisville hits of the 50s and 60s. Another one, 1968, you've asked for Soul Incorporated.
Keep on loving her. I
Kentucky steps out of the SEC to meet Nevada Las Vegas. Hello, everybody. This is Kaywood Ledford inviting you to join me for all the action Sunday at 12:10 right here on WHAS Louisville.
CBS News. GOP contenders George Bush and Howard Baker are poised for the first of the presidential primaries tomorrow in Puerto Rico. I'm Lee Thornton reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Right now in Louisville, we have partly cloudy skies at 16 degrees. I'm Harold Parker.
Meteorologists Ken Schultz and Chuck Taylor providing you with the latest weather information, mornings and afternoons. Depend on Ken and Chuck and Radio 84.
Trendell's WHES. Don't you hear me calling? 10:11 now on the Saturday Night Revival, and Joe Donovan. We're highlighting the Louisville groups tonight. Lenny Watley is here, and Mike Gibson, and Leonard Yates with us as well. Let's talk about Trendell's for a minute. They had that kind of a Buddy Holly sound to me.
Well, that was a great record. It was the first big hit for the Trendells in early 1961, and it was backed by another record a lot of people remember, and that's called I'm So Young. And both of them featured kind of a very high voice, and I think Mike has something on that.
Yeah, I think all of the groups in that era or the years that followed had one thing in common. They had one falsetto vocalist in the group, and Paul Penny, that really wasn't his forte because he had a marvelous baritone voice, but he sang lead on that and sang a falsetto. Then, of course, you're Johnny Harrigan. But all of the groups had a falsetto singer. I think everybody was trying to imitate the Four Seasons at that time.
Well, right, and also get that young bubblegum sound.
Yeah, I guess so. But that was a good song, I Am So Young. It was really
You know,
nice.
We change horses all of a sudden, or styles. You go up to 1968, and suddenly you run into a song that is quite different. What would you call it? The what? We're talking about the Rugbees. So many people have called about the Rugbees. Background on them, Leonard. You're a discographer.
Well, the Rugbees were a local group that started in the late 1960s. They had a record called Walking the Streets Tonight was their first record that was by the guy that Doug Sam, who was in Sir Doug Quintet at that time. They came back in 68, about a year or so later, with a song called UI. This was another record that was the B-side of the record.
Mm-hmm.
On this particular song. And it became, at that time, the biggest national hit to come out of this area. I hate to tell Mike that, but it nationally, I believe, charted about number 24.
We remember.
And until, of course, just about a year or so ago, a group called Exile, that used to be the Exiles, came up with a record that went all the way nationwide called Kiss You All Over. But until that point, it was the biggest hit. It's kind of a heavy metal sound, as you said earlier. It's a lot of guitar, a lot of fuzz guitar in it, and a good rocking record.
The Rugbees. That was the sound, wasn't it? Late 60s.
Yeah, it was
the
sound. Yeah, nice piece of music.
Right in with that. UI, big song, and as Leonard said, one of the biggest, out of Louisville, I guess.
It was, for a long time, the biggest.
10:15 at WHES 84, the Saturday Night Revival. It's 18 degrees, partly cloudy. We have a song so many have asked for, Soft and Pretty. Cosmo and the Counts, tell us about it.
Well, this is the last record that really did much for Cosmo. It was in 1964. It's a change of pace for him. It's a slower record. It's really a beautiful song.
This is Len Watley. When Cos did this, I thought he had a big hit on his hands, and I know he was proud of it because it was a nice sound altogether. I would like to take just a second here, if I would, Joe, to mention, Cos was one of the original Sultan singers, and I'd like to mention, too, Mike Woodring, whose father wrote It'll Be Easy, was one of our singers. And I'd like to mention, if I might, Johnny St. Clair and John Harrigan, George Poole, the singers that are with the group now, Steve Howe, plays guitar, who else? I can't. The Pete Caster on drums and Mike Kennedy on bass. Those are the fellows that are playing with us now. I just mentioned that.
I know why you did that, because they called in and asked where you were.
Yeah. Because I've got to go see him here in a few minutes.
Yeah, you've got to have to leave us here pretty soon, aren't you?
Yes, I do.
And those are the fellows that make up the Sultans today.
Right. Today, there's big controversy on the Sultans. They say, well, you know, you're not an original Sultan or blah, 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 this and that and the other. And I kind of liken it to the football teams.
Exactly.
Players come and go in the various professional football teams, and the Sultans were like that too. But and while I'm at it, I want to mention Christian Watley, my son.
That's super.
Okay.
That's nice. Thank you, Lenny. We appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you for being here tonight, too.
Thank
you. Soft and pretty. I had a lot of calls for that group, Cosmo and the Count, Soft and Pretty, and so many letters and calls about that particular song. First time I've had a chance to hear that. Let's go over one more time for the benefit of those that haven't been. Cosmo, again, is that his real name, Cosmo?
Tommy Cosden.
Tom Cosden is his name.
Tom Cosden.
Cosden, uh-huh. And I don't know where they got the...
Just a nickname, I think, that you structured when the group put together.
Cosmo, that hung on him. Somebody hung that on him, and it stayed. I remember there's... Now that you mentioned that, there used to be a guy coming to our dance all the time. You used to call him Coslo.
Coslo.
Hey, Coslo.
I think he came to our dances.
It's 10:20 now at Radio 84 WHES, the Saturday Night Revival, and we're highlighting the Louisville groups and the hits of the 50s and 60s tonight. Here's another that you asked for. I believe this is an instrumental, Leonard, right?
That's right. There weren't a lot of instrumental hits locally, but the Carnations did a lot of them. This one from 1963, Funny Time.
Again, this is a Funny Time, the Carnations, WHES, 10:23. Mike Gibson, the first song that what?
That was the first song from the old four-chord area that was cut in three-quarter time. It was a departure from the normal 4-4 beat.
Lenny, I know that you got Lenny Watley with the Sultans has been good enough to be here since, about 7 o'clock tonight. I know you got to split and get out and do your gig here before long. What about your training? What kind of training did you have in music before you got into it, Lenny?
If you ever really heard me, you wouldn't have asked that question.
That's not true. No, you're too modest.
I really didn't have any training. We started out, or at least I did, like all the other guys, a bunch of friends singing and... It just evolved into, we started with a vocal group. I did, without a band.
To what, junior high, high school? What?
Yeah, I said the first time I really sang in public was at Flagey High School in their old minstrel. Mm-hmm. It was a fundraising thing for the athletic association or the football team. And after that was USO shows. Our group kind of stayed together. And then I got in another group, but it was just a vocal group, but we didn't have a band, and that was a little difficult to... getting booked. And that group, we did play a job with the 3Gs for another radio station here in town through a dance. You remember the 3Gs?
Yeah.
Let's Go City for the summer.
Right.
And their manager was there and signed us to a recording contract for Checker, I believe was the label. And then our lead singer got drafted, and that was the end of that. And then I got it with the Sultans. Mike Woodring left. I think the group had been in business for about 9 months, and I kind of
let me give him a plug. Let me give this man a plug before he leaves. Of course, I have to, in deference to my own group of 20 years, Johnny Harrigan, some of the Trendells, some of the Monarchs. It just went on and on and on.
Yeah, you know what? I think I made as much off of this record as I did all of our other records.
93 cents.
Right.
yeah. I'm not going to work today. I'm not going.
What is it now? Pfefferly or Pfefferly? What is it?
Pfefferly.
Pfefferly. Now, this is, a mixture of all the groups.
It came from Triangle Talent. It was their idea, and the song was a piece of original music that they'd gotten their hands on, and we all got phone calls on, like, a Friday afternoon and asked if we could show up at a session.
They're talking we all, meaning
when
Monarchs?
I say we, they called myself and Dusty Miller from my group, and Johnny Harrigan from the Trendells, Lenny Watley, Bill Mathley from the Trendells, Eddie Humphreys played saxophone, and it just went on and on like that, and we arrived at this studio that we mentioned earlier, Apple Studio. Didn't have the faintest idea what we were going to do, and just threw it together while we were in the studio, and it became a national hit. It bubbled
kind of
under the 100.
A
right?
One-take thing there.
That's right.
Boot Hog
Pfefferly.
And I'm not going to work today.
Exactly.
1029 now at Radio 84 WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Nice to have you along. It's 18 degrees in Kentucky and a cold, partly cloudy. Going to get down to about 8 above tonight. 26 tomorrow, a few clouds and continued cold. Fair and cold tomorrow night, down to 15. And Monday, partly cloudy, a little warmer. High of 35.
A good life under a blue sky. A soft breeze touching my face.
Paid for by the Council for Burley Tobacco.
You can win your heart's desire from WHAS 84 and Ben Singers. Select any single item from the Ben Singers stock and register that item as your heart's desire at Ben Singers between now and February 29th. Only one registration per person is allowed, and you must be at least 18 years of age to win. No purchase is necessary. Register now for your heart's desire from Ben Singers and Radio 84 WHAS.
84 H.A.S. Weekend.
That's Tom Dooley. A lot of calls again for Tom Dooley. My Groovy Baby, the song. The year for it, our discographer.
Oh, that was 1968. That was Tom Dooley's biggest hit. He was another local disc jockey, I think I mentioned earlier, and he had a number of hits with his group called the Lovelights. And they were big all throughout the late 60s. I believe Tom Dooley was from Memphis, and I believe he's still in radio work from what I've been told today.
Huh. Well, we're 10:35 at WHAS, the Saturday Night Revival. Lady called a while ago and said, are you going to play the Tasty Twist? We got that last hour. A lot of these, we've tried to space them out through the night. Another gentleman called and said, you've left out two prominent disc jockeys. Paul Cowley, is it?
Cowley,
we
right.
said Kelly. It's Cowley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Beecher Frank. What about Beecher Frank? I've heard about him.
Well, we were just trying to put that together. And as best we can remember, Beecher Frank was the man who sat in the tire at the ranch house on Preston Highway and
right.
did his show.
That's right. I think he was, you may have to correct me, but I think he had a show that was competitive to Paul Cowley. Paul Cowley was on top of the ranch house.
Well, now, Paul Cowley used to broadcast from the Dizzy Whiz.
That's what it was. Time. Dizzy Whiz, right. Well, the hamburgers all tasted the same
right.
then, Joe.
Hey, you guys go ahead. I'm just sitting here as a lot of folks are kind of enjoying
that
this.
Was
the
when
Dizzy
they
actually, Whiz?
That was when everybody cruised, like you saw in American Graffiti, and they were the two big hitters in the community.
Listen, there's one thing we all have in common, no matter where we came from, drag Maine, cruising.
That's right. I bet the people would get a kick out of some of these places that would be very familiar to them, such as Gypsy Village, FOP Hop, Shavling Newman Lodge, Calumet Lake is where the Trendells played so much. And, of course, Lebanon. You got to bring Lebanon up. The Golden Horseshoe, Club 68, Indiana, Ewing Lane, and then, as you mentioned, the Catholic teen clubs, Hofa and Saratine. I think that's the place that most people spent their weekends on.
What was the, now, every city had a favorite place you'd go to over, you know, you'd go park and watch the submarine races, remember?
Yes.
Now, what around Louisville, what was your favorite place? Leonard, where'd you go to watch the submarine races?
It seems like it was more Seneca or Cherokee Park, although Iroquois was big, too. Now,
sounds like you made them all.
Depending on what part of town, you know, you lived in at the time, but that wasn't a barrier either, necessarily.
We had a song a little while ago about with Boot Hog, all the groups getting together. Mike Gibson is a former lead singer with the Monarchs. Of course, the Monarchs are still active today, aren't they?
Exactly. Alive and well. In fact, I was talking to, I keep in touch with the group, and they're booked for the entire year of 1980.
For the whole year?
They chose to raise their price as we did last year and the year before and just make some selective appearances. But I'd like to give the guys a plug if I can, because they became family over the years. Jimmy Wells obviously sang tenor with us. Bobby Lange, baritone, the lead singer. I mentioned Louis Lange earlier, my favorite bass vocalist. Tim Coy came from Indiana and joined the group about 3 years ago and added a contemporary flair. And Butch Snyder, our drummer, we refer to him as drummer in the tradition of Chicago's drummer, Leon Middleton. I believe you went to school with him, did you not, Leon or Leonard?
No, it wasn't. Durrett. Wasn't Leon? I went
George
with
Owens, I bet.
George Owens,
our pianist,
yes,
right. And Ernie Donnell, a lead guitar, and then my replacement, who started on September 1st, who I'm sure a lot of the audience is very familiar with, played in Louisville for a number of years with a lot of fine groups, is Mr. Butch Kaufman. Very excellent performer and has become a very good friend of mine. In fact, they're playing tonight at Jim Porter's.
And they're booked up through 1980, aren't they?
They surely are.
Very good. And you got out of it, huh?
20 years and gray in the beard and kids and mortgages was enough.
Can't reach those high notes anymore.
Well, huh? I couldn't do that for the last 4 or 5 years.
22 till 11 at WHES, the Saturday Night Revival. Mike Gibson here, formerly with the Monarchs. Lenny was here earlier, had to leave, and as did Lynn Klein of the Epics. Leonard Yates and Mike and myself here. Mr. Donut Man, a lot of calls and letters for this. The Trendells, tell us about it.
Cute, quick story. Johnny Harrigan related this to me. I hope it's as accurate as I recall, but they were coming back from Calumet Lake, they being all of the vocalists in the Trendells, and they wrote the song in the back seat.
Donut Man. Hey, Mr. Donut Man.
Mr. Donut Man.
If you can.
Come on, Bill.
WHAS, Mr. Donut Man is the song. It's 10:40 now on the Saturday Night Revival from Radio 84. Joe Donovan with Mike Gibson and Leonard Yates. By the way, we're going to have pause for Louisville Downs and the race results coming up in a minute. Mike Gibson, the Mr. Donut Man, the words to that are...
You want to know where it came from,
yes,
right? Anybody that's listening that has been a musician knew that you had to travel to and from the job. Well, you got very hungry because you never had a chance to eat before. And I'm sure this is a common problem with any musician that's ever played. But what happened is the only place that you could eat after a performance was at a Greasy Spoon. And the only thing that they had that was edible was donuts. And so I'm sure that's where it came from. They were all stuffing their faces with greasy donuts.
That's where it came from. Mr. Donut Man.
That's right.
Cute song. A lot of calls on that. Listen, we have coming up yet tonight a lot of requests that you have written in, asked about. We have the Indigos, the Sultans. It'll be easy. A lot of calls on that. That's coming up yet. Paul Penny, Don Spencer, Robin Ward, Elysian Field, Boyd Bennett, the Us Four, Shirley Cadell, the Exiles, Jerry Cox, and many others yet to come. Going to check in with Louisville Downs and find out about the races tonight.
Harness Racing, recorded earlier tonight from Louisville Downs, a service of Sterling Beer and John Martin Distributor. Sterling Beer, it's the same great beer every time.
It's a thrill when your horse breaks out of the pack and comes thundering home a winner. And when you pick up an economical 12-pack of great-tasting Sterling beer, you come home with a winner, too. Not only is Sterling in 12-pack non-returnable bottles conveniently easy to carry, but it's the money-saving way to bring home your Sterling. Get in on the savings and also enjoy that great Sterling taste. Sterling. Pure Sterling. If great taste is what you naturally want in the beer you drink, then naturally the beer you should be drinking is Sterling. Because Sterling has a great fresh taste that comes from brewing the old-fashioned natural way, using fresh natural ingredients and a full natural aging cycle. That's why we tell you to drink Sterling, the naturally better beer. After you try it, we know you will call it naturally better too. Next time, try the great fresh taste, Sterling, and get what you naturally want in a beer.
The track announcer, employed by Louisville Downs, brings you the sports feature for Sterling Beer and John Martin Distributor.
84 inches, weekend.
Promise me you'll never kill my honey.
lot of calls for Paul Penny. There's one of his. Honey is the song. 1050 at WHES 84. Saturday Night Revival. Joe Donovan with Leonard Yates, our discographer, and Mike Gibson, formerly of the Monarchs. We're having a good time tonight, and I know you are. A lot of folks have called about with a lot of observations and reminiscing a little bit with us. Leonard?
Well, I'd like to say on Paul Penny, that Honey was his biggest record. We've had several calls about Paul tonight. He started out singing with the Carnations Trendells outfit. Went solo, was around for a lot of years. Now, we're not really sure what happened to Paul. We had a man call earlier and said they thought they heard him up around the Detroit area up north performing for a while and thought he might have gotten into some religious music. But I know that he did record singles and albums here as late as into the early 1970s. And he's one of those people that was around a long time and a lot of people enjoyed his music.
Paul Penny, and you had a couple of other people call with some observations, did you not? A lot of people calling, reminiscing about some radio personalities and this kind of thing that were on the airs back in the 60s.
Yeah, I got a call from Rosie Gilda a minute ago. They're having a wild and crazy party at their house, and she said that they missed all of the Monarch's names. I won't go through that again, but her question was simply, in fact, is the Monarchs that are known today and that rejoined in 1970 the original members of the groups that recorded the songs? And the question, or the answer, is yes. We had the same members in 1960 that we did in 1979.
Listen, those of you that wanted to hear It'll Be Easy by The Sultans is coming up in just a second. And we're kind of forewarning you, we're not trying not to talk on top of the records a lot, because I know a lot of you want to do some things with them here as we play them during the night, so we're trying to stay away from that. And this is new to me, too. I wasn't here in the 60s, so this is all new music to me, and I enjoy the bulk of it. Far
so the question is, do you like the music, Joseph?
Yes, I do.
There
yes, I
go.
Do. Hearing
got
it
out
one
out
time. Listen, one other thing we ought to mention here, I suppose, at about 8 before 11, we have an hour to go. We'll go till midnight, and there are a lot of songs I know that we'll be leaving out. We don't want to, but there's just so much time. And all I can say, really, if you enjoy this kind of show, the Saturday Night Revival, we do regularly. A lot of oldies, about once a month on Saturday nights, play 5 hours of 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever you request, whatever you want to hear. Got thousands of these old songs. Go back to the mid-50s, good old rock and roll. Not all of it rock stuff, but anyways, a lot of records. And if you enjoy it, let us know by letter, huh? Drop a line to us, just to Joe Donovan, WHES, Box 1084, Louisville, 40201.
Do
summer, fall, 61. It'll be easy. Sultans with Lenny Wadley. And who's lead on that, Mike?
Tommy Cosden again.
The Cosmo, huh?
That's right.
Cosmo. Oh, 10:56 now, WHES Saturday Night Revival. Mike Kennedy, thank you for your letter. Says, I think it's great that you're having a new show dedicated to old local songs. I'd like to hear the old Sultans' It'll Be Easy. You just did. And you got me going. Played that earlier. And Poor Boy. Got that on as well a little bit earlier. We're at 4 minutes before 11, WHES, 18 degrees, cold night. Leonard Yates is with me and Mike Gibson. Lynn Klein was here earlier and Lenny Watley, they both had to leave. But we've had a good night tonight, gentlemen. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, it sure has been fun.
We've had a lot of fun.
Got an hour to go yet and a lot of songs to get in. For instance, you know, we'd be remiss if we left out the... There were a lot of protest songs that came out of the 60s, national hits. But Louisville had... big song coming up. There was a protest song, Leonard.
That's right, Joe. The song was by the Indigos, who I remember from went to Seneca High School, and the song was called He's Coming Home, and it was right just after President Johnson had ordered combat troops into Vietnam. The song came out about September of 65. It was right in the same era as Eve of Destruction and Universal Soldier. There were big hits at that time, and it expressed a sentiment a lot of people felt at that time. And I think Mike had some more on the group itself.
Exactly. I knew some of the people in the group. Pat Roush was a senior at Seneca. Jane Bennett was a senior. And Mary Montgomery was a junior at that time. They, right after this record, had the good fortune of touring with the Dick Clark Caravan and Paul Revere and the Raiders and We Five. They were a big hit on the Crusade for Children. And I think got the key to the city later on with the Ballad of the Bell, which was another.
We wanted to get that one on tonight, Mike. That's another one. It doesn't look like it's going to make it.
You know, yeah, you mentioned the Ballad of the Bell, and we had some other things. Elysian Field Kind of Man, In His Car, Robin Ward. I had some calls for that song. Fireball, what is it, XL5? Is that it, Leonard?
Right, Fireball is one side of the vocal. XL5 is the instrumental theme that from the show called Fireball XL5 by Don Spencer.
We're going to try to get it on if we got time tonight. And we got Tomahawk, Teddy and the Rough Riders.
Oh, I want to get to that group. That's a very interesting group.
Got to get that in.
That they're not really from Louisville, but they're from in southern Ohio. But the record was recorded here for Tilt Records, and so we claim it as a local record. It was a hit here.
Have a few others that we had. Daddy on, what's his daddy on the phone? Robin Clark.
Well, Daddy, but Robin Clark's another gal from Ohio, and this record was out in early 61. It's one of those teenage conversation records, you know, everybody wanted a phone. I think they want them by now, about age 5, but then, you know, it was more like 12 or so.
Yeah.
And so that's the theme of the song, Daddy, get a phone in my room.
Meanwhile, we're talking now about the protest songs, one we talked about a minute ago, the Indigos.
Out of the SEC to meet Nevada Las Vegas. Hello, everybody. This is Keywood Ledford inviting you to join me for all the action Sunday at 12:10 right here on WHAS Louisville.
CBS News. An international commission to investigate Iran's grievances and to help in the release of the American hostages may soon be on its way to Tehran. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
84 inches, we can.
Alligator from the Us 4. It's 11:13 at WHAS 84. Joe Donovan, along with Mike Gibson, formerly with the Monarchs, and Leonard Yates, our discographer, and our Saturday Night Revival, as usual. Tonight, though, highlighting some of the Louisville groups and doing some reminiscing with you as we're at it. Hello, Barbara.
How are you?
This is Barbara Schmidt, right?
Yes.
Barbara, we were talking about Beecher Frank a little earlier.
Yes.
You have some memories of Beecher Frank.
Yes, I was in high school, and this was back in 56, I was a senior, and he was at Mammy's, on Taylorsville Road, and he had a show that he interviewed all the kids in the neighborhood, and they all came in and told him the scores and talked to him over the air like, you know, everybody else does. And then about a year or so later, I believe the ranch house came into effect a little bit after Beecher Frank had already started. Beecher had already been into Louisville for 2 or 3 years, as far as I recall.
Now, are you talking about generally places you used to broadcast from?
I remember him from Manny's being there first.
She's
now,
right.
Mike Gibson agrees with you.
It was a long time ago. I couldn't hardly remember what the name of the place was. But I think the ranch house, they broadcast from the ranch house later after that, after Manny's.
Wonder if my experts here agree with you. Leonard?
Well, as far as I can remember, that sounds right.
It's accurate because I had forgotten it was called another hamburger joint, and then it made the transition to the ranch house. I sure am glad you called.
it's been a long time, but I remember that. So I've enjoyed the show, though.
Well, Barbara, thank you for calling and sharing some thoughts with us, okay?
Okay, then.
You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. 11:15 at WHES. Have anything else we want to get into here, gentlemen? Mike, go ahead.
Joe, I got some calls from some people that have been listening tonight, and a couple of them were really helpful. Mr. John West called and announced that, and we should all be embarrassed, Paul Penny was at Jim Porter's last week when Ronnie Burton was on vacation. So he is alive and well here in Louisville, Kentucky, playing, and he also said that he spoke to Tommy Cosden about 3 weeks ago. He's at Churchill Downs, also running some horses. So both of them are here in Lowell.
And still in with horses, huh?
I've taken over here, I guess, 15 or 20 calls. Del Asher called in from the Oxfords. We didn't get a chance to talk to him on the air, but he is alive and well, and thank you for the plug on the show, and said the Oxfords are, some of them are still here in Louisville. And also Joanne Conway called in and requested the Chateaus, and I told her we'd try to get on to that a little bit later.
Yeah, we played Moanin' by the Chateaus earlier.
Right,
yes,
right.
A lot of songs that we wanted to get in, and we're going to move along, get some more on 17. Boyd Bennett, a Louisville guy.
Well, he came around this area and worked as a disc jockey, not right in town, but in this general part of Kentucky. Now, the version we're going to hear tonight is something a little bit different. People are going to notice the difference. You're not going to hear the national hit 17 by Boyd Bennett. You're going to hear the 1960 version that hit the charts in Louisville with Al Henderson singing the lead. And also, people might remember Boyd Bennett when Channel 32 hit the air in 1961 with a show called Dance Party, and he was featuring Al Henderson then as lead. So this version has Al Henderson singing the lead on
17. Slick Chick of 17, huh? Boyd Bennett with Al Henderson on the lead, I believe, right?
Leonard a minute ago, Al Henderson was the first Monarchs television appearance we ever made, and he turned to Louis Lange, our bass vocalist, and said, what part do you sing? And he's going to be embarrassed, but he said the low part. Shows you how sophisticated we were then.
It's 11:20 now at WHAS, the Saturday Night Revival. We're going to get on the phone quickly here again, 585-2385. Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Don Brummett, you're out to where? In Butchel?
Butchel, right.
You had another thought about Jack...
Jack Sanders. They call him Jumpin' Jack Sanders.
Well, now, I wasn't here in the 60s, so you reminisce with these two guys here, okay? Go ahead, Don.
He had some sort of dispute with Wack, and he locked himself in the control booth and played I'm a Mummy over and over and over again.
Now, I don't think there was a city in America where some disc jockey didn't do that. But the question is, was it I'm a Mummy, or was it a different song?
Leonard?
Well, we all have seemingly different recollections on this. I've heard Purple People Eater and Witch Doctor given for years. Now, the song I remembered was Purple People Eater Meets Witch Doctor,
exactly,
which was done by Joe South. And this song was kind of a combination of Purple People Eater, the Sheb Willie record, and the David Seville Witch Doctor song, and he kind of spoofed them both. And this is the song I remember being played over and over, and it was Jack Sanders, and it was the birth of Wacky.
And Don, the only thing I remember is, I'm sure what you do, it drove me crazy after about 6 days of hearing it.
Right.
So it worked. Don, you have some questions about some other singers. Why don't you go ahead, and we'll let you talk to these guys off the air, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get on with some music. We have what? So many people have asked for Elysian Field. Got it.
I got a lot of faults. I'm not the greatest guy you'd ever want to meet. And you're the only one who's ever really tried to understand me. I've met a lot of girls who told me they'd make me happy, but they couldn't hold me. But a girl like you could make a guy like me be the kind of man I ought to be.
Not a Louisville group, but from Lexington, Elysian Field, and the Kind of Man. It's 1123 WHAS, the Saturday Night Revival. Dance party at your place. Remember this, Shirley Cadell.
The big bounce, great big bounce for me.
Bounce is a great big bounce to me. A 1963 Shirley Cadell, a WHAS, the big bounce. This is the Saturday Night Revival from HAS 1125. Leonard?
And Shirley Cadell is another Louisville performer that has gone on to stay in the music business, I understand, and is currently working as a country singer today. She came out of Pleasure Ridge Park, had that record in 1963, big all over town. Everybody loved to dance with it and just have a good time with the record.
I had not heard of Shirley Cadell before, but she was
a peppy little performer. I saw her perform a couple times. A real talented lady.
A long time ago, down by the ocean, Captain Kingfish took a stroll. He talked to the fish, and they all agreed that together they would go.
Paid for by the Council for Burley Tobacco.
It's 1129, the Saturday Night Revival from Louisville, Kentucky, and WHAS 84. Joe Donovan here, Leonard Yates. The Exiles had a big hit recently.
That's right, and they had Church Street Soul Revival, their second biggest record, 1968.
The Exiles.
In fact, Cliff Butler was a big, big star in this area in the early 50s.
Cliff Butler.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, listen, we got a lot of songs to get in yet. Hey, we thank you for joining us tonight. Got a half hour to go. And those of you that are long distance and have been trying to get through, if you have some memories, good. We're glad we're able to share with you tonight the memories that we have of Louisville, the music, and the days of the 60s. If you want to hear this kind of thing again, let us know by letter if you enjoy it. All right?
I have a correction, too, Mike? Since Leonard mentioned one. I just heard from Gary Settles, who is Jimmy Settles' brother, and Jimmy obviously was a member of the Trendells for many, many years, and what I'd like to correct is he was the one that wrote Donut Man that we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And Gary just informed me that the Trendells are alive and well and playing at Louisville Gardens. In fact, all of the groups that we talked about earlier.
It's actually amazing, really, how many of them still are doing very well these days.
Very much so.
Well, the whole progression of music's back that way now.
Okay.
It's the older sound.
It's 11:35 at WHAS. Better go over the radar here so that if you're out driving tonight, roads in Louisville are in pretty good shape tonight. But if you're going to go north, watch out for some parts of Indiana. It's 15 degrees in Louisville. Cold night. Going to get down to 8. Have a revised forecast in from the National Weather Service. Clear and very cold tonight. Low near 8 or 10. Sunny and cold tomorrow. High in the low 30s. Clear and not so cold Sunday night. About 20. Sunny and warmer Monday. 40 or 45. So we're going to improve on this some. Cold now. It's 15. This perhaps is the oldest record of the night, right, Leonard?
Right. I believe this is the oldest record we've played from 1958. It's definitely an early rock sound.
It sounds like it, too.
We were testing it here a second ago, getting it ready. It's by Jerry Cox. It's called Lover Man, and it's a great little early rock sound.
About what, 1958?
About 1958. I heard Jerry was from Southern.
Jerry Cox, what, 1958, for Lover Man. Yeah, yeah, of a Lover Man.
Rock and roll.
About our oldest song of the night. Indeed, 1138 at WHAS, Saturday Night Revival, coming down the final home stretch here. You had something else.
Alan Purdy just called in, who also played with the Nightcrawlers, which was a big group in Louisville, and Alan himself played with the Trendells. He told me they were playing with the Four Aces tonight.
With the Four Aces?
That's right.
Yeah, my goodness. The Nightcrawlers, their hit.
Got me there. They had the version of Night Owls, what I remember.
That's
by
right,
them.
They did, right.
What I was thinking of the other Night Crawlers that did the Little Black Egg. That was
That's a different
national group,
right.
I guess.
Alan also mentioned Eddie Morris, which was a big performer in the local area. And as you said, we've probably got 170 requests here for music that we got to plug in. But if we get a chance, we'll try to do Eddie's Someone Like You, which was a very good tune.
Well, it's 21 till midnight at WHAS. We've been going since 7, and we will go till midnight tonight, highlighting the Louisville hits of the 50s and 60s. Good to have you along. We have calls. We hit calls for the dark end of the street. Kenny and the Accents. Accents, WHAS, Dark End of the Street, was about 11 years ago, 20 minutes till midnight now on Radio 84 with the Joe Donovan, our Saturday Night Revival. Leonard, you had a correction to make.
Yes, a minute ago. I got one of those tongue twists there between the groups. And the Nightcrawlers record was Little Egypt, the old Elvis and Coaster song that was big. And I was thinking of the Night Owls, another Louisville group that remade Night Owl. And it just all turned over in my head.
I think Leonard's done a super job tonight. He's allowed two mistakes.
Hey, this guy is a discographer. I thought I knew my records. This guy is really into it. Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. You're watching something on TV and listening to us on earphones.
Well, yeah, I'm watching the Olympics and listening to you on the earphones.
Okay.
And trying to do some work and blending about three or four things together.
What can we do for you?
Well, since you started, the one thing that's popped into my mind was I remember a Battle of the Bands type thing. And I don't remember if it was the Toys for Tots Battle of the Band or the Car Show Battle of the Band or what it was. But the top 10 people, the top 10 groups would make a local album.
Right.
It went for like 2 or 3 years and then seemed like it fizzled out.
And Steve, that was sponsored, I think, by, well, it was in conjunction with the studio and maybe Wacky at that time. They called it the Louisville Scene. And the album, you're correct, was produced like 4 years in a row. Is that correct, Leonard?
Well, I've only got one of them, and that's why I can't be certain. But I know the one album of the Louisville Scene does exist.
It had groups on it like the Centaurs and
that's
JC
the
and
I've
the
got.
Humans and what have you. But the Toys for the Tots, or Toys for Tots, rather, I think more or less combined all the local groups, and I guess they had at one time or another called that a Battle of the Bands, too.
Right. I remember there were albums put out by some of the groups that didn't make the fame of the Monarchs and the Sultans and this type of thing, and I was wondering if that thing was still around, or I know a couple of people have gotten one.
And that's probably the only thing that you can do is just maybe get a taped copy of it, because
yeah.
Leonard and I were talking about it earlier. None of this stuff's in print anymore.
Okay, there's two other things. One, Mike, I know Louie Lang personally,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with everything you said about him being the best bassman.
Well, thank you.
He is also one of the nicest guys involved with the group, and I'm not frightening you.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I agree with you totally.
The guy is really a superhuman being besides being a very good singer.
I think that's what makes the groups work that are popular in this area. Just there's personality with all of them, too, besides
I think
music.
All the people in the Monarchs are why the Monarchs are as good as they are. Mm-hmm. The other thing I've really got a question about, you all talked about the Catholic team clubs and the FOP house and this type of stuff, which
right.
helped you all to get started. What is there today to help the young groups get started, other than the battle of the bands that they have at these things that really
it's a lot.
It's really an interesting question, isn't it?
Yes, it's a lot tougher today than it was then. Very good observation.
Is there anything that can make this type of thing go again?
Oh, I don't know. It's been brought up a number of times by giving them a showcase, or it's been suggested, but I think your observation is correct. It's just a lot tougher for musicians today to get the audience that they did years ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate y'all's cooperation.
Steve, thanks for calling, okay?
Thank you all.
Thank you, Steve.
A long time ago, down by the ocean, Captain Kingfish took a stroll.
Kingfish, H-A-S.
That was Tommy and Jimmy Owens from the Keys. They were commonly known as the Owens twins in Louisville. And in fact, Tommy is one of the few people that went on into the record industry and made it big. He's a record producer in New York. I hear from him occasionally. Huh. And he's had two or three releases on his own.
That quite a lot of questions about where are they today.
Exactly.
Now, she's the one, the Keys. What was the year, 68 for that? About to...
That was 1966.
66? All right. It's 11:48 now at WHES. Saturday Night Revival highlighting the Louisville hits tonight. We got some memories as well. Hello, Gail.
Hello.
Gail Hack, right?
Yes.
Gail, you were, born and raised in Louisville?
Born and raised in Louisville in the West End.
We've been doing a little reminiscing tonight. You think of what?
I remember the West End and Fountain Ferry Park and, of course, Gypsy Village and a skating rink right next to it.
Exactly. Gail, you probably remember some of the Saturday or maybe they were Sunday afternoon performances out in the middle of Fountain Ferry Park. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I sure do. And I have a question for you. Do you remember, this is a nostalgia question, do you remember Sam Seberg, the robot disc jockey?
Yes, I do. Leonard's nodding his head.
All night on Wacky, yes.
Yeah, all night. Okay, that was something I haven't heard mentioned in a long time. And I was sitting here in Lexington listening to your show because I've heard it promoted all week.
Gail, I think you're telling your age, too,
yeah,
if you remember that.
14.
Well, if he remembers Sam Seberg, he probably remembers Rudy Ratfink, too. That was a little later rendition of the same idea.
And I'd kind of like to hear that Monarch song. You said you play it normally pretty regular. But for those of us who aren't in Louisville too much anymore, I'd kind of like to hear it if you get a chance.
Are you talking about Look Homeward, Angel?
Yes, Look Homeward, Angel.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if we don't get it tonight, Gail, you call me anytime during the week, and I'll be glad to play it for you, okay?
Okay, sure will.
Listen, thanks for sharing some thoughts with us.
Been nice listening.
Thank you, Gail.
Bye.
Alphabetical Order was the group. 1968 Memories from WHAS and our Saturday Night Revival. It's 8 minutes till midnight with Joe Donovan and Mike Gibson is here yet tonight. We had Lenny Watley earlier of the Sultans, Lynn Klein of the Epics. They both had leave for engagements earlier, but glad to have had them with us. Our discographer is Leonard Yates. Leonard, we have Gary Edwards.
That's
promised
right.
We'd get
Gary,
that on.
Gary Edwards and the Embers at this time. Later on, went by Gary Edwards and Sage, and he also worked with Sherry, his wife of a few years, who was Sherry Chenault, maiden name, and we're going to play his biggest record, I've Got a Lot of Love Left in Me.
Edwards and the Embers back in those days. And I've got a lot of love left in me. It's 11:55. We're about out of time here, my friends. WHES 84 and the Saturday Night Revival. We started at 7. We're down to, my Lord, about 5 minutes left. And a lot of songs didn't get on that we had surely hoped to get on. Maybe on a further installment of this show we can do it again. But, gee, we've had a good time tonight. Mike Gibson is still with us, a former lead singer with the Monarchs. And, Mike, we talked to Lenny Watley earlier and Lynn Klein about how the groups got started. The Monarchs. It started all, what was the year and how was it?
1959, junior in high school, glee club, Dusty Miller and myself decided that it would be nice to make some money doing it. And there was one other lady that was involved that started, I guess every musician's been encouraged by one person. And she was the one that coined the phrase, the Monarchs. So I'd like to dedicate it to Mom.
I think a fitting way to just about wrap it up tonight on Look Homeward, Angel. Mike Gibson, I didn't know that your mother picked out the name of for the group tomorrow.
Had to come from somewhere.
Golly, I guess so.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. Mike, thank you so much for being here.
Joe, we enjoyed it. I really did. Leonard and you both, it was a nice time. I think one time you ought to get 15 musicians in here and it would be even worse. Thank you again, Joe.
Well, listen, Mike Gibson, former lead singer with the Monarchs. Thank you for joining us tonight. Leonard, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's been fun doing the show. Had a great time doing it. I've enjoyed working with you and Mike and everybody else tonight.
Yes, sir. Folks, thank you really for joining us here on WHES, our Saturday Night Revival. Hope you enjoy it. I'll see you again.